Holy Gospel for All Saints Day is written in the Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My maternal grandfather died on March 22nd, 1967. It was a Wednesday. We lived with my grandparents in a two-family house in Deer Park on New York's Long Island. I was in high school at the time. My grandmother came upstairs to tell us that she discovered my grandfather sitting motionless in his chair. Though she never uttered the words, the tone in her voice betrayed the fact that she knew that he had died. He had put in a full day's work as a house painter, washed up, enjoyed his dinner, and then after dinner retired to his favorite chair to smoke his pipe with Prince Albert from the can and read the paper. His name was Gustav Adolf Cullum. I called him Opa. For all intents and purposes, that was a lifetime ago. But I remember it as if it was yesterday. And I'm sure those who knew and loved Vicky Caffarelli and Hazel Fisher and Elwood Searles and Ibrahim Ayad and Ann Gross and Bud Yule and David Leed and Dottie Harmon and Stacy Mickley and all those we name on this Saint's Day will forever remember the day their loved one joined all the saints in light. A couple of days afterward, my grandmother, who was one of the most superstitious people I've ever known, and who had a saying or a remedy or a legend or some piece of folklore to accompany any aspect of life or death, gave the instruction that we should open a window so as to let his spirit go from the house. It wasn't so much that she was ready to let him go as it was an acknowledgement that he really had died, that it wasn't just some bad dream from which she hoped to awaken. He was dead, and she was ready to let God have him back. "Open the window," she said. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said, "Come and see." So Jesus, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave. There was a stone lying against it. And he said, "Take away the stone." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Unbind him and let him go. Unbind him from the strips of cloth that were meant to hold his broken, diseased body together. Unbind him from the trappings of death, the cloth that was lovingly wrapped around his body by those who loved him before they laid him in the tomb for the rest of time. Unbind him from death. Free him from his fate. Let him live again. For up to this point, from the moment he was born, he was bound to die. A slave to a master who only lends us the tools of our time and our days, only to ask for them back once our work is done. Unbind him, Jesus commanded, at least for the time being. You know, Lazarus does die. We're not told when, but eventually he does. And so technically he wasn't resurrected, but merely resuscitated, brought back to life, only to die again. Unbind him and let him go. That's when it dawned on me what my grandmother was doing 42 years ago. Hers was the same command. Unbind him, she commanded. Open the window, but unbind him not from death, but from life. Unbind him from his work, his toil, his disappointments. Free him from his temporary master, the one who merely lends us time, to the master who from the very beginning created him and rules it. Unbind him from this life so that he may have the life intended for him for all eternity. We celebrate All Saints Sunday today. And if we could attach a non-liturgical gesture to the day, we'd open a window. Today we pause to read the names of those who died since last All Saints Sunday, and we recall their names to the gathered community to remember them, to remember Anne and Dottie, and Stacy and Maureen, who sang so beautifully with our choirs, how Linda Brackett loved this church and always had a kind word no matter what her circumstance, for Vicky Caffarelli, who always loved to see you, for Bud Yule, who was the biggest man who had a giggle. How gentle and kind Ibrahim was. How cherished Elwood was, and how Elwood cherished his friends. How Tim and Ellen lived for others. how Cliff Hare was always so deliberate and conscientious in everything he did. How Hazel Fisher spoke so lovingly of her Lord. How David and Pat and Stacy fought their illnesses with courage and grace. How Eric and Marge and Anna and Ruth lived for their families. And how Don DelBello loved sports with a passion I'll never understand. And while we'll remember them in our minds and through our tears, this day is not about bringing them back, but letting them go. To live the life God promised them on the day they were baptized. On that day, they were given the promise they inherited this past year. The candle was lighted, and the promises of God were recited. And they were told what would happen. They were told of the promise that Isaiah and St. John spoke of when they wrote down their visions. Isaiah, using the language that held the most weight among a nomadic and oppressed people, speaks of this fantastic banquet held in God's presence with a menu that you would reserve only for the best of days. Not just some water and some figs, but rich food and fine wine, strained clear. And John, speaking of the New Jerusalem, where pain and suffering do not exist, where God himself will be the one to walk into your room at night after you've had a bad day and will sit by your side and dry your tears and tell you stories of grace and comfort until, reassured by his touch and his words, you fall quietly to sleep. Open the window and unbind them. Let us pray. As the leaves fall and the grasses cease to grow, as the wind grows cold and the scent in the air is no longer that of summer, so the earth prepares to sleep, holding the promise of a new life to emerge on the other side of winter. The earth abides and holds tight to the promise that in the seed the whole plant exists. In the stem and root and bud, the leaf and flower reside and will return to bloom and feel the sun and create beauty and yield a new harvest. May such faith be ours in this time of waiting, O Lord. Until we open our eyes in your eternal kingdom, O God, and share the same promise that those whom we love have already redeemed. Until then, grant us a quiet and strong faith to rest securely in the knowledge that until that day, we reside in your kingdom and rest securely in the palm of your hand. Amen.